This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. From Billy Graham's book, Hope for Each Day, comes this writing entitled, Peace on Earth. From Ephesians 2, verse 14, he quotes, He Himself is our peace. And Billy Graham writes, For as long as I can remember, there have been innovative ideas for bringing peace on this earth. Organizations have been created, much money and time have been spent, treaties have been signed, books have been written, all in an effort to find a formula that would bring peace on earth and goodwill to men. World War I was called the war to end all wars, but it wasn't. Whether men shoot and fight one another or not, there is warfare in the home, warfare between husband and wife, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, between neighbors, between boss and employee. So what can be done? It sounds almost simplistic to say we need to turn to God, but that is the only lasting solution. Only God can remove the poisons of greed and hatred and jealousy in our hearts and replace them with contentment and compassion and forgiveness. Only He can subdue the violence and anger that rage within us and replace them with His peace and love. Whatever wars rage in your life, lay them at the foot of the cross and ask Jesus to give you His peace. Thank you. Psalms now by Leslie Brandt. Psalm 55. I am terribly alone, O God, and I don't know where to run. I thought I was really living when I came to the city, set free from the restraints of childhood and youth. But now I am frightened. The people around me are cold and indifferent. No one knows that I exist. The traffic by day and the neon glare that pushes back the night are strange and unfriendly. I feel as if I am hopelessly lost in some concrete wilderness. The streets lead nowhere except to blend into other streets. It's a wilderness filled with violence. Its creatures are dazed, sick, hungry, or angry. Oppression, crime, and injustice flourish. Blood often flows in the streets. And I can hardly see the blue sky by day, or the stars by night, or hear the songs of birds, or the tolling bells of a church. It was exciting at first. I even had a friend with whom I explored the mysteries of the city. Maybe I could have endured and found happiness with my friend, but my friend turned into an enemy who no longer needed me and melted into the crowds that walked down my street. Then the city became barren and desolate. The bright lights became ghostly, the people around me like zombies or puppets on strings, the clamor and noise hideous and discordant. And now my soul has become as bleak as the city. Oh, I am lonely, O God, but I am not alone, for you are here in the city. O God, lead me to you. Enable me, my God, to serve you here in the city. Thank you. From Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. She would like us to consider these verses at this time. Psalm 37, verse 7. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Romans 8, verses 16 through 17. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And Sarah writes, inspired by the Holy Spirit, sit down quietly in my presence while I bless you. Make your mind like a still pool of water, ready to receive whatever thoughts I drop into it. Rest in my sufficiency as you consider the challenges this day presents. Do not wear yourself out by worrying about whether you can cope with the pressures. Keep looking to me and communicating with me as we walk through this day together. Take time to rest by the wayside, for I am not in a hurry. A leisurely pace accomplishes more than hurried striving. When you rush, you forget who you are and whose you are. Remember that you are royalty in my kingdom.
Thank you.
From A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey come these words. Almighty God, in this hour of quiet, I seek communion with you. I want to turn away from the worry and fever of today's work, from the world's jarring noises, from the praise and blame of other people, from the confused thoughts and fantasies of my own heart, and instead seek the quietness of your presence. All day long I have been working and striving, but now in stillness of heart and in the clear light of your eternity, I want to think about the pattern my life has been weaving. May there fall on me now, O God, a great sense of your power and your glory, so that I may see all earthly things as they really are. Help me to know more deeply that with you one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. Give me now such a clear understanding of your perfect holiness that I may no longer be full of pride in my own achievements. Give me now such a clear vision of your uncreated beauty that I may never be satisfied with anything less. And now this verse. Though earth and man were gone, and suns and universes ceased to be, and thou wert left alone, every existence would exist in thee. Dear Father, I am content to leave my life in your hands, knowing that you have counted every hair on my head. I am content to give my will to yours, believing I can find in you a righteousness and integrity that I could never have obtained on my own. I am content to leave all my loved ones in your care, believing that your love for them is greater than mine. I am content to leave in your hands the causes of truth and justice and the coming of your kingdom, believing that my passion for them is just a feeble shadow of your steady purpose. To you, O God, be glory forever. Amen.